Kalim Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav 8-6. The Mishnah goes on to have 10 other levels, besides for 10 levels it's called of Tumah. These are Eser Kedushos Hain, 10 levels of Kedusha, levels of sanctity, which essentially mean these different geographic zones, they'll be in Eretz Yisrael and then moving in towards the Kadosh HaKadoshim, all are increasingly Kadosh, connected to Hashem, and therefore they have various restrictions or benefits that are, you know, Novea, that are coming from that Kedusha. So first it says here, Eretz Yisrael Mekudeshes Mikol HaRatzos. Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the Halachi end of Israel, is more Kadosh, more consecrated, more sanctified than the rest of the world outside of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore what? Umahi Kedushasa. So what are examples of things which now must happen in Eretz Yisrael because they need the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? There are many things we could talk about. There's a whole world of mitzvos hatelus ba'aretz, many mitzvos that are, you know, dependent on being in the land of Israel, and they can only be done in the land of Israel, but we'll focus on a few that are connected to the Beis HaMikdash, which are Shemevin Memena HaOmer. The Omer offering must be brought from Eretz Israel, meaning that on the second day of Pesach, we bring that special barley offering, which is the matir, permits the new year's crop, the Chadash. So that offering, the Omer offering, must be brought from grain, meaning barley grain, that came from Eretz Israel. V'habikurim, same goes for Bikurim, the first fruits. There's a mitzvah, of course, to bring of the first fruits. Specifically, we're talking about the seven types of produce which by which Eretz Yisrael is praised. So we mean wheat and barley, which are really more not fruits, they're actually grains, as well as olives, dates, grapes, figs, and pomegranates. So at those seven first fruits, you take the first ripening ones of them and you bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a procedure, they're waved with a kohen, the psukim that we say there in the Pesach Seder about Rami Ovid Aviv, the story of coming to Eretz Yisrael and being given the land, and the fulfillment of that promise, all that's recited with the bringing of the Bikurim, and then they're put down in front of the Mizbeach, and the Kohen eats them. In any case, so the point is that Bikurim are only brought from Eretz Yisrael. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't be bringing Bikurim, meaning your first fruits that grow in your backyard in Canada are not eligible for Bikurim, etc. Ushtei HaLechem, the Shtei Lechem, those are those two loaves of bread. They're made out of leavened wheat that are waved along with the Kivsei Atzeres, the two lambs that are waved and offered on Shavuos. So those two loaves of bread are chametz, therefore they don't call them Mizbeach, but they're called Menachos. And the wheat from which they are made must come from Eretz Yisrael. Masha'ein mevi'in kein mikol ha'ratzos. In contrast, the Mishnah says, you couldn't bring the barley for the Omer, or the first fruits for the Bikurim, or the wheat for the Shtei Lechem if it grew outside of Eretz Yisrael.